Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before I take a look at the readings for this Sunday, which will be the 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time, I just want to encourage you that if you would like to hear previous episodes of this program, go to our website, renewableministries.net/FFJ, and then just click on Archives. That's all you have to do. You can hear previous episodes by going to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and clicking on Archives. I hope this is helpful to you. Today, as I said, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, and the first reading is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. I prayed, and prudence was given me. I pleaded, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepter and throne, and deemed riches nothing in comparison with her, nor did I liken any priceless gem to her, because all gold, in view of her, that is wisdom, is a little sand, and before her, before wisdom, silver is to be accounted mire, nothing, worthless. Beyond health and comeliness, I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than the light, because the splendor of her never yields to sleep. Yet all good things together came to me in her company, and countless riches at her hands. Wisdom. Wisdom, to know who God is, although we can't fully know that until we see him face to face, but to know him in the sense that we walk with him, we're his disciples, we're his friends, we choose to follow him, especially in difficult times. We are loyal and faithful. If we do that, if we choose the word of God over the, quote, wisdom, end of quote, of the world, we are making the right kind of choices. And Scripture tells us that if we do that, that we will experience the goodness of God, we will experience the company of his friends, and we will have countless riches from her hands. Now, those riches are not the riches of this world. The riches of the kingdom of God are the riches that bring us into eternal life, that make saints out of us who are nothing but sinners. God wants to give us so much, and so often God stands there with outstretched hands, and we choose the values of the world over the values of the kingdom of God. And so this reading, this Sunday, really calls us, brothers and sisters, to make some choices. What is guiding me? What is guiding my choices? What's guiding my decisions? What's guiding my daily life? Is it the kingdom of this world, or is it the kingdom of God and the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge and the love of God? What am I choosing? Psalm 90, fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. Make us glad for the days when you afflicted us, for the years when we saw evil. Why do we thank God for affliction and evil? We don't thank him for those things. What we thank him for is the wisdom he gave us and the insight he gave us to see from our mistakes the changes we need to make and the good decisions that we need to make. So we walk in his wisdom, his priorities. That's where peace can be found, brothers and sisters. Let your work be seen by your servants and your glory by their children, and may the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper the work of our hands for us. prosper the work of our hands. It's good to bring whatever work we do, whatever kind of work we do, to bring it before the Lord and say, Lord, let this prosper for the glory of your name. Can you do that? It can be manual labor. It could be the highest, but you could be president of some country. That's not the issue. It's what you do with what you've been given. How do you use the gifts you've been given, for the glory of God's name or not? And the letter to the Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 to 13 says this, brothers and sisters, indeed the word of God is living, it's effective. Another translation says living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow. The sword is able to reveal what doesn't seem like it's possible. He can reveal the power of wisdom. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow. The wisdom of God is able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. Can you stand before God's wisdom? Are your motives and your intentions right? Even if you failed, are your motives right? Are your intentions right? Do you seek to conform your life more and more to His commandments, to His word, to His call? That's what produces wisdom. When we choose to put ourselves under the authority of Jesus Christ and His word, His life, His direction, His commandments, if we do that, we're going to gain a wisdom that the world does not have. Don't straddle. How often have I said that? But don't straddle. Don't choose some things from the world and some things from God. Make God the center of your life. You can use the things of this world, the good things of this world. You can use them, but you don't own them. Don't let your life be determined by them. Let your life be determined by the values of the kingdom of heaven. And the gospel is the gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 to 30. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments: you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." And he replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking one thing. Go sell what you have, give to the poor. You will have treasure in heaven, and then come and follow me." At that statement, that young man's face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. You see, what the Lord is showing us here is that you can do many things that would mark you as a follower of Christ. You can do many things, and that's good. But you could still be holding on to one or two things that you say, "But I want to do this my way." The true Christian, the true servant of God, the true disciple, is the one who says, "Lord, everything I have you've given me, it is yours to use according to your will. May I be given the grace to follow you. May I be given the grace to give you my whole life." That doesn't mean becoming a religious. Doesn't have to. It can, but it doesn't have to. You may be called to married life, to single life. The point is, you primarily are a disciple of Jesus Christ, a son or daughter of the living God. Is God in the center of your life? Are you making decisions based on that relationship? Or do you do a good bit of compromising? "Well, I did this good, but I want to spend a little time with this." And you know it's going to lead you into sin. So brothers and sisters, please, please, heed. the times in which you and I are living in right now in the church, as awful as it is a time to make some clear decisions. Don't be pointing fingers. Look at yourself right now and say, am I walking with Christ and in Christ and for Christ? That doesn't mean everything has to be done with a religious significance, but am I living out God's will for me in this life, receiving his graces and blessings and making right choices and repenting when I fail so that it becomes apparent that I belong to God? Doesn't mean a whole lot of holy external acts. Those are good. But that's not the heart of it. The heart of it is, who has your heart? Who has your mind? Who has your spirit? Does God possess you? That's the real question. This young man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Why? Because we get caught up with those riches. We start exercising power over those riches. We're consumed by the wealth we have. We might give a token gift here or there, but really we're captured in a certain sense by our wealth and by the power that it gives us. We have to keep, if we're blessed by having wealth, we've got to keep giving it to the Lord and saying, Lord, this came from you. May it be used for your glory and for the care of many. The gospel goes on to say, they were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, then who can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, for human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. And Peter began to say to him, we've given up everything and followed you. And Jesus said, amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. God promises us, if we make his word, his call, his commands, our priority, that they shape our lives, then we will be given infinitely more in the kingdom of heaven. But if we hoard, if we covet, if we're greedy, if we exercise power over such things as money, brothers and sisters, it becomes very difficult for us to enter the kingdom of heaven. So take a look at your priorities. Take a look at why you are doing what you're doing. May God bless you and lead you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.